Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Hello, chickens. We're still here in the Theory Dome, in the timey-wimey Theory Dome, where I am still yet to see the Boxing Day episode, even though you've listened to an episode where I watched the Boxing Day episode. I have not watched it yet in this universe. Here in the Theoryverse, where I shall... I'm living in a bubble of time. I'm in a time eddy. Oh my God, now Peter's going to come up with me with Time Eddy and what was his name? Cosmic Ray and Time Eddy. Like some vaudeville double act that he came up with at some point. There are so many strange things in this podcast. It is very peculiar. By the way, if you're over on Patreon, the last couple of weeks I've done the most recent Doctor Who magazine comic, which is like a kind of a Christmas special. And then I'm going to be moving on to, in the next few weeks, the first series of 11th Doctor stories from Titan Comics. I'm moving out of the Doctor Who magazine world because they've been written by two of my favorite writers, which are Al Ewing and Rob Williams, who are both just amazing. Like, they're both used to work at 2000 AD, and I still read that every week like I'm 12. So that's if you're a theoretician level at patreon.com/AdamRichard. And if you're at the theorist level, there are some Big Finish episodes coming your way. There should be one up this week about the robots, which stars Nicola Walker, who I am obsessed with. And also, I've been making my way through the Once and Future series, which is the Big Finish 60th anniversary series, where they throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at an episode and just see if it sticks. It doesn't always, but, you know, it's fun to hear all those people hanging out together. Anyway, that's all at patreon.com/AdamRichard. If you are a paying subscriber, and thanks to everyone there, I absolutely appreciate each and every one of you. You are a delight. Speaking of, James, one of our Patreon subscribers, has been talking about the appearance of the Flux storyline, the Timeless Child storyline, as it pertains to the Wild Blue Yonder, because it came up as a discussion between the Doctor and Donna. Turned out it wasn't Donna. She fell into a puddle. But James has said, here's a sidebar on the Timeless Child. If you find yourself in a conversation with someone who is not a fan, simply say the only thing that the Timeless Child changed is that the Doctor no longer knows where they're born. where they're from. If they go on about superpowers and immortality, just point to Stephen Moffat as evidence that no showrunner is ever going to let the Doctor die. Final point, it opens up lots of new story ideas without having to endlessly rehash Gallifrey. Gallifrey could stay destroyed. It won't, of course. And the Doctor still has a chance to go home. Oh, yeah, it's kind of cute. I mean, the other thing is, it's a show that's been on for 60 years. The continuity is a mess. Like, it's, we pick and choose what we want to remember. Like, some things we go, oh, that's definitely canon. And others we go, well, that was clearly just a joke. You know, is Mavity canon or is Mavity a joke? I feel like that's kind of one of the things, maybe that's the weird, you know, undertone. You know, like I said, I love it when Russell T. Davis has like a subtext to an episode and it's like it's trying to say something that on top of saying something. So, you know, maybe this whole thing of the talking about the Timeless Child, talking about the Flux, it's like, yeah, that all of that stuff is embedded in canon. At the same time, I'm changing the word for gravity. And that will completely upset people because it's like, well, no, that's, we don't call it Mavity. It's called gravity. Why are they calling it Mavity? When are they going to fix that? And it's not been fixed. And I wonder if that is in effect foreshadowing the bi generation, because that has caused so many noses to be so out of joint. It is just bonkers. I kind of love how ridiculous it is. But yeah, that is, I hadn't really thought about it in those terms. Like, is there a subtext to Wild Blue Yonder? Like, you've got the thing about misreading the song lyrics or misreading the intention of the song Wild Blue Yonder. And, you know, the Doctor misreads a lot of things in this episode. But are we, as fans, misreading a lot of what Russell T. Davis is doing? Like, is he saying to us, you think that you're watching this show and it's about this, and what people don't really understand is it's really about that? And that's what the whole significance of that Wild Blue Yonder song and the title is about, because it's, you know, it's a song about war and everyone just thinks it's a nice song. Like, it's, I wonder if that's, you know, the underlying thing. It's like what you think something is not necessarily what it is. For instance, we've got in this episode the Doctor and Donna as characters. Donna is the Doctor Donna, and she's also not. They're also the weird space aliens with the arms that are too long and then they fill up a hallway. And, you know, there's a lot of running around and having fun and all that kind of thing. And there's the Hads, which is a callback to the 60s as well. Like, that's the thing that, you know, these are 60th anniversary episodes. So occasionally we're going to get a thing that it's like, oh no, that's from before. But yeah, like, I wonder if that's the whole thing. Things that you think that they are because you've made an assumption because it sounds nice or because it, you know, it doesn't fit the continuity you want it to fit, is not what you think it is. Like, it is something more than or beyond. Anyway, I don't know. This is just stuff that's come to me in the middle of this message from James. This is how this podcast works. Sometimes my brain goes ahead of my mouth and I try to keep up with it. And sometimes they don't keep up and I get to the end and I don't remember what I've said. And sometimes I just say things that other people have said because my brain is empty. I'm like Jennifer Lopez is singing. This sounds like something someone's saying. I'll sing that. Peter, says, in general, I enjoyed Wild Blue Yonder. Wild Beyond Blue. It's making it sound like it's a, it's a terrible time in someone's life. The monsters manifesting themselves into the Doctor and Donna was fun and interesting. I agree, the CGI background of the big hallway or whatever it was didn't look great on a big TV, but on a smaller screen you can get away with it. Yeah, if I'm watching it on my watch, it's fine. There were a couple of times where I thought the episode moved a little slowly. I think you could have cut 5 to 10 minutes of it and it would have been a non-stop heart stopper. Despite this, I still did like it. Yeah, I hear you, Peter, but I kind of liked the little breaths in it, like the little moments of let's catch our breath, let's talk about the timeless child, let's talk about what happened when you were the Dr. Donna. Like, I liked that. There was one point during it when I shouted, "That explains it!" Towards the end of the Star Beast, when we see Rose's toys, there was one toy that that Donna had never seen, the toy dog / Lipari. And when we see it on the screen, we hear Carvanista howl from when he hears all his species have been killed by the Sontarans. So when the non-Donna tells the Doctor they're not actually from Gallifrey, the Doctor wonders how those memories are in either Donna. But it's a nod that the Chris Chibnall episodes are not dead and buried. They are canon. It was wonderful and sad to see Wilf burn it again. Oh, I know. We're probably going to have to devote the entire next episode to talking about how sad we are about seeing Wilf briefly. Peter says, "I'm really sad that he wasn't well enough to film any more scenes than that one at the end of Wild Blue Yonder. But we as fans should all count ourselves lucky we got that. Rest in peace, Bernard. You made a lot of people happy over your lifetime." Oh my God, he so did. Like, just, you know, in so many different arenas. Peter goes on, "There's a couple of things which aren't sitting well with me. And one of them, I wonder if this is now normal from New Who, aka Who Diz, or if it's something from 14 not quite being themselves as they haven't had the regeneration adjustment. There's been so much slamming the TARDIS into a wall or other structure, like a tree. The only time it hasn't happened is when the TARDIS first appears in the Star Beast. Every other time it's come flying in sideways and has often left a TARDIS-shaped hole in the wall. Is this now a normal thing?" I wonder about that too. I guess it's just, you know, Russell having the budget and going, "I can do it. I'm making TARDIS-shaped holes in everything." I mean, you know, we remember the first time that the 10th Doctor met Donna, the TARDIS went hooning down a roadway and she had to jump out of a cab into the TARDIS, and that's something we had never seen before. So maybe it's just something that happens in special episodes. There's a bit more from Peter. I've got Alyssa and Grant and Braden coming up in the next episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.